The city of Pensacola's plate is full these days, given the work to lure ST Aerospace, develop a fish hatchery downtown, a major change in a city ordinance, and upcoming elections. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody sat down recently with Mayor Ashton Hayward.
Mayor Hayward, you spent some time in Singapore last week on the ST Aerospace project. What was discussed?
It was a terrific trip. We were talking about the process and getting to where we can get to the lease and the deal points. But most importantly, we met with Chow Tech Chang, who's the president of ST Aerospace, and talking about their operations in San Antonio and Mobile, and about the extension of the 300 jobs here in Pensacola on the MRO, and truly how much business they do with commercial airlines, obviously defense contractors, and other military components around the country, whether that's in Asia, the Middle East, and the United States. So it's an incredible opportunity for us to get this company to Pensacola, and they're looking to come here. They're excited about Pensacola and excited about Florida. So your meetings that you have in just to discuss business.
The Escambia County Commission Tuesday asked the city to pay a larger share toward the effort to land ST Aerospace. What's the latest on that?
I think it's interesting that we unanimously pretty much agreed on the MOU, which was $4.8 million from the county and $3.2 for the city. And that's what the company heard. And I think, you know, the company's very eager to move into Pensacola and that we all be on the same page and positive about creating an aerospace industry here and creating jobs, most importantly. You know, those people are going to move their families here. They're going to spend money here. We're going to be able to get jobs for people that live here, most importantly. So I want to make sure that we don't get too caught up. We want to make sure it's a win-win, but most importantly, we agreed in unison, and I think we need to stick to that.
Another project near and dear is the fish hatchery proposed for downtown Pensacola.
Most definitely. You know, obviously after the BP oil spill, which was a huge challenge for our community and the region and all the five states that were impacted, we were very fortunate to work tremendously hard to get that $18.7 million and, of course, the $11.1 million for the seagrasses. And I worked on that very hard. So, you know, Dave, it was always about making sure the right project went on Bruce Beach. And that was, you know, voted on unanimously by the city council in 2011 for me to go after that money. But most importantly, create the hatchery, but also some research components there and make sure it's user-friendly and community-friendly for the community to be able to go down there. And those are some of the things that we're working out. I know there's been some discussions in the open meetings and public input's incredibly important, which I totally support. But, you know, if it's not going to be what the community wants and what we talked about in the beginning, then we're going to, you know, discuss that further to make sure it is community-friendly, that aesthetically it is pleasing, and really turn a piece of property that's a transition piece of real estate that sits next to some fuel tanks that has monitoring wells on it. And the really great thing is that we'll be working with DEP and we'll be working with Florida Fish and Wildlife to create a value there on a transitional piece of real estate.
Last week, NPR reported that Volkswagen was looking for a U.S. city in which to build its new SUV plant. Is there any interest locally in going after it?
Well, I think you know, Dave, as the mayor and Ashton Hayward, I'm always interested in jobs, and I'm going to go and do and talk to whoever there is to bring jobs to Pensacola. I have heard a little bit about that. What I've heard most recently is that we don't have the assets to support that, but I'm going to do a little bit more due diligence to see if there is an opportunity that we can at least go after that business. And if I can work with, obviously, Scott Luth and at the chamber, I'm going to do that.
One unfinished piece of business is the food and drink concession at Pensacola International Airport. Will there be a resolution to this, such as extending Verona's contract or maybe signing a new company?
Yeah, I think we're looking at temporary vendors right now, which there's many temporary vendors that go in airports across the country. You see them a lot when I travel. You know, you see different vendors that come up temporarily while they're working on a permanent vendor at their airport. So that's what Greg Donovan and our team are working on right now to be able to accomplish.
The city council is expected next week to give final approval to amending the ordinance against camping on city property, in effect making blankets and other covers legal again. You first supported the ordinance, and now you do not. What changed your mind?
Well, most definitely I supported the businesses of Pensacola, the public health, and the safety of our community when we, City Council, passed the ordinance last year for no camping on public property. But I think, you know, importantly, when you get the community input, you know, you should listen. And sometimes, you know, leaders need to reverse course and look at the document, which was the ordinance, and look at the language that was in the document. And I think it was very positive that we changed the line item in the you know, the ordinance to say that, you know, if you're out there and it's below 40 degrees, you can have a blanket. Most importantly, none of our officers have arrested anyone for having a blanket out in public. You know, we've had some inclement, you know, cold weather here recently. It's very cold, freezing across the country, and most definitely in Northwest Florida. So I think, you know, that's what leaders do. They look at it. If the public is talking to you and says, hey, listen, can you look at this, at changing this? I think that's one thing that I wanted to step up and do. I listened to Nathan Monk and many other people that had questions, and I'm very excited about what we did, and I hope it goes through.
What role did Nathan Monk's online petition play in that change?
No, I think, you know, that's the great thing about public input, Dave, I think, which I value as a person and, of course, as a mayor, is listening to the public. That's who, you know, cares about the communities. They care about what we're doing here at City Hall. And I think that was exciting that, you know, I had so many people speak up about that. And there's no secret, I lived in a big city for a long time. And, you know, we all want to help the homeless. Personally, I do. I think many people in our community, we have great, you know, outposts that do help that, like the Waterfront Mission. They do an amazing job. And so we want to be a part of the solution, working with United Way, working with Nathan Monk. But I think most importantly, when leaders listen to the public, sometimes you reverse course. It's like making a change in a play in a game. And I listen to the community, and we change that language, and I think it's going to be a win.
There's a drive underway now to collect blankets. There's a display in the lobby at City Hall. Can this not only help the homeless, but also play a role in repairing the hit that the city has taken in the national media?
I think it was interesting. You know, I did, you know, greatly appreciate the input from the national media. You know, all of us in life, whether it's business or in the media, you don't want to take things personally, but you do have to listen to be successful no matter line of work you're in. And I'm in the world of politics now. But I definitely think this will help. I saw a great couple the other day walk in downstairs at City Hall and said, "Mayor, I'm so happy you did this. You know, I'm a big supporter, and here are my blankets." When we had the vigil months ago, obviously I was there delivering blankets and jackets and things that you should do for humanity. And I'm all about that.
You're seeking a second term as mayor. Councilman Charles Baer and Attorney Donna Clark are also registered to run. How are you preparing for that first reelection bid?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, I'm very fortunate, Dave, to be in the community all the time and accessible, whether it's at the grocery store, or whether it's at church or walking downtown, or whether it's, you know, in other parts of the community. I'm excited. I think the community is excited about what we've been able to accomplish in 3 years. I think it has exceeded all the community's expectations. And I think you can have all the strategy in the world, but culture eats strategy. And our culture's changed so rapidly, where Pensacola believes that we can be a successful town with smart people. The young people can stay here that are getting out of our great universities here locally. And I'm excited about running for office. I deeply care about this city. I chose to move home, and I'm just getting started. And so I think everyone that has voted for me and supports me knows that at the end of the day, I'm all about Pensacola being successful.
As you enter year four of your administration, talk about the differences you've seen between what your perceptions of being mayor were when you decided to run and what's been the reality.
Well, I mean, that's a terrific question. I think until you get in the game, you really don't know what to expect. You obviously have expectations. But, you know, every day when you're in public office, I think you have a new set of challenges every day, and you're trying to find the right solutions. Most importantly, we've been able to create a great environment in relationship with Tallahassee, with all the agencies over there, especially DOT and DEP, getting dollars that will impact our community, like the $2 million that we just got from NIFWTH, a federal agency, to create another Admiral Mason stormwater project, which water quality, stormwater is very important to us. I've been able to get a lot of dollars to clean up our community, landscaping, money for the airport, obviously for ST Aerospace, obviously the new community resource centers, obviously cleaning up Main Street, making that aesthetically pleasing for our community. So when my constituents in our community sees their dollars at work, they want to see them physically, and that's what we've been able to do. And obviously know that we're a business-minded community where businesses can come in our community, and we're going to do whatever we can to offer the right solutions so they will grow their business and bring their families here.
Mayor Ashton Hayward, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.